Helping Hand. Each Friday afternoon on HPR1 station statewide, Helping Hand strives to put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks who are in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about Lanakila Meals on Wheels. Lynn Moku, director. Aloha, and welcome to HPR.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. We're fortunate there are a lot of Meals on Wheels organizations. Tell us about Lanakila Meals on Wheels.
Lanakila Meals on Wheels is the largest provider on Oahu for home-delivered meals. But we also have two programs. Most people are familiar with our home delivery program. Mm. And this is for seniors who are homebound. They have physical limitations. They're not able to get out to go shopping. Many of them are not able to even prepare their own meals. They need assistance with activities of daily living. Many of them live alone. But our other program is our group dining program. Seniors who are more mobile and active are able to meet at a community center or a recreation center and socialize, have a nutritious meal, participate in recreation, excursions, education.
This group dining, let's focus on that for a moment.
We provide a nutritional meal to 16 group dining sites across the island. Almost 600 people in that program. Mondays through Fridays for 4 hours, usually between the hours of 8 and noon. There is no cost for meals for either the group dining program or home delivery program. Lanakila Kitchen, which is one of our social enterprises, produces about 97% of our meals. So they deliver the meals, hot meals, to the group dining sites. But along with that meal is the socialization, just getting people out of their homes so they have a little bit of exercise. We have seniors who do chair exercises because they're not as mobile. But we also have seniors who are dancing hula or doing Zumba or line dancing. All sites are accessible. And we have something for everyone.
And they don't have to pay.
No. We give our seniors an opportunity to make a donation. If they cannot make a donation, it never affects their participation in the program.
Related to that is, in fact, this Grandparents' Day program.
Our meals are all nutritious, a healthy meal, and that's really important because so many of our seniors have multiple chronic diseases.
And they need very special nutrition, and without it, the disease can progress. Yeah, I know.
That's right.
I know all about it.
That's right. And you mentioned Grandparents' Day. So we're really fortunate. A lot of the grade schools throughout the year, the children create greeting cards for our seniors.
Oh.
Sometimes they make little favors or whatever that we can tuck inside their meal delivery.
It's very meaningful. And the visit that comes along. How
yes.
many, you know, I mean, the interaction with a living creature that cares about you for any moment in time during a day that may not have a single other visitor.
You know, you're so right about that. Sometimes our volunteers who deliver the meals or when we're talking to them, even if it's a phone call, is the only time they're talking to someone during the day.
Yeah.
They're alone. No connection to outsiders.
In some cases, even the, maybe even more important than the food.
And that's what they tell us. We have hot meals and frozen meals.
What are the requirements to get in?
They do have to be eligible to participate in the programs, but they can call us and we can explain all of that to them on the phone.
What are ways that people can help you guys?
We're always looking for volunteers. We need shuttle drivers to come to the office, pick up several routes worth of food and take it out to areas where our volunteers pick up the meals and deliver it. And then we have volunteers who come into the office, pick up meals and deliver it in town. Monday through Saturday, we're packing meals. We can always use people to come into the office and help pack. We have special projects throughout the year. So whether it's your expertise and resources, your financial resources, anything you can do to help. We have our major fundraiser for Meals on Wheels, and it's called The Good Table. It's coming up in October. Whether you're a restaurant that wants to be a part of this event or is someone who's interested in buying a table at the event, please call us. But we also have social enterprises. Lanakila Kitchen, in addition to preparing meals for our Meals on Wheels program, they have an incredible catering operation also.
Are they hiring certain folks in the community?
Our training program in the kitchen provides training skills for people with disabilities. And yes, the community is hiring them. We also have custom products department, and they do silk screening on T-shirts and embroidery, caps, logo items.
So when people need to get stuff like that done for their business by doing it through you, is that the same kind of thing, helping to train disabled folks?
Yes.
Stuff? 808-531-0555.
Yes.
LanaKilaPacific.org.
Yes.
And at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, you can find this interview, the full-length interview, and all the contact information. Lynn Moku, director of Lana Kila Meals on Wheels, I really appreciate you coming down here today. And thank you so much on behalf of all the folks that maybe you inspired today and all the folks that you guys take care of and provide that great visit, somebody knocking at the door. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dave.